Now we're going to take a call from Jim in Ohio, who's dealing with some vinyl siding issues. What's going on?
My kids were having a ice ball fight, and, you know, by all means, don't do it away from the house. Do it right against the house.
Okay.
And it was obviously very cold, being an ice ball fight, and I have cracked vinyl siding.
Okay. Is it possible that you can get some more vinyl siding, Jim?
I have some scraps, actually, from
right.
when it was installed.
Okay.
I just don't know how to go about it, because it looks like it's like a Z-shaped, and it's very confusing.
Well, there's a fantastic tool that's going to save you a lot of heartache and handache as well.
Yeah, it's a tool that helps you sort of unzip the old panels of vinyl out. So you would want to remove the cracked panel, and you want to put in a new one. Now, you mentioned you have some scraps. If you happen to have a piece that's the same size, great. If you don't, you might end up sort of piecing this in. Now, one thing that you may be that may be unexpected you need to watch out for is that the color of the vinyl scraps, which is the original color, may not match the color that the siding now because of the exposure to the sun.
Okay.
And so if that's the case, what you might want to do is go to one of the least obvious places in your house and take a piece from there, use that for the repair, and then put the new piece back there where it's not so noticeable.
Ah, brilliant.
This way everything will be matchy-matchy.
Thanks, guys. Love your show, man.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.